StartupRad.io, your podcast and YouTube blog covering the German startup scene with news, interviews, and live events.
Hello and welcome, everybody. This is Joe from StartupRate.io, your startup podcast and YouTube blog from Germany. This is one of my first recordings in 2021. So happy new year. Fortunately, 2020 is over. If you notice that I'm speaking a little bit strange with a little lisp, I'm sorry. I'm currently undergoing treatment by my dentist. I'll spare you all the details, but that's the reason I'm talking a little bit strange today and maybe for the next few recordings. Really sorry about that. Nonetheless, I do have once again as a guest. Ta-da! Surprise! This time, Friedrich. Hey, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Before we started the recording, we talked and you are a lawyer, so I have to be careful what I'm saying, right?
Always, yeah.
Let's see if we get any solid statements out of you. Because in Germany, the rumor is all lawyers start their sentences with, "It depends."
Yeah, that is what we do as a lawyer. We always say it depends, and then we bill like massive hours for the in-depth assessment of the cases. So that is how we make our money. But I'm not here as a lawyer. I'm a lawyer by education. I studied law in Germany, and afterwards worked in a law firm first in corporate M&A, and then I added an.
Not that fast. We just go through your CV. The only question I would have now is how you got from a lawyer to Shanghai to station at Wirecard. Don't worry, it was 5 years ago. He didn't cook any books. We talked about it. To a startup entrepreneur. Can you take us a little bit on this journey? And may or may not be I interrupt you with a few questions.
Mm-hmm. Of course. It's a bit of a wild ride, but in the end, it was all consequential. So, I studied law, worked in a law firm first, and then I added I studied economics then. So I built that bridge between the legal side and the economic side, studied and did my master in Hamburg, in Bologna, and in Haifa, in Israel. And that was, of course, a mesmerizing time. In between, I did my legal, pupillage, I think it's called in some countries, which I did in Shanghai in parts with the German Chamber of Commerce. So I always liked peeped over the borders of the legal world into the economic and corporate world. Yeah, then. After the economics master's, I joined Wirecard in 2013, I think. And that was, of course, like the fastest growing fintech in Germany by then. It was an enabler bank for a massive number of startups in Germany and Europe. And there was a fascinating time there. We structured these corporations from a banking legal side. As you well said, I didn't book any books there. I'm glad to say that we numbers, even if we wanted to, we couldn't cook any books because we're not that good with numbers.
That is usually a cliche with lawyers, but I assume you're doing much better after having a master's in economics, right?
I'm trying to get along now. And now I work I need to acquire some skills on that side as well. But my co-founder is the numbers guy, so I'm more for the communication, product, and language part, and he's the numbers guy, CFO, and he does the calculating. So yeah, that is how we ended here. No, I left Wirecard then to build my own startup. Then we came across the idea for Comnex because me and an old friend of mine, Karl, my co-founder now, we met a professor for finance here from Munich, and he like over a glass of wine, we developed this idea of a public finance marketplace. Why isn't there something for the public side? Of course, we were quite confused in the beginning because we didn't know really what to make up of this world of public finance, municipal finance, never heard of it. But after a short look into it, we came to the conclusion that it might be an interesting market to look at. And then we did some analysis, we did some research, and we found that there is no comparable marketplace or a broker thing for the public finance market.
Before we get into your business idea, you for a lawyer, you're apparently very fast. So I assume you really do have that's the entrepreneur genes working in you to get everything done as fast as possible. Before we get to the business idea, we may add that this recording is in media partnership with the FinTech Forum, which takes place usually in November each year in Frankfurt, usually around the airport in a hotel in a lobby there. If you're interested in fintech, go down here in the show notes. I'm very confident that 2021 there will also be a fintech forum, and you have been a participant in the past. After we got that message out, I would like to add a little bit of circumstances, a little bit of additional information for our audience into our podcast, because most people don't know public financing, public funding, municipality financing. To make it really short, we may understand the funding and financing of cities, of towns, maybe even local states under this like big umbrella. And basically the cities, the towns, they all get taxes. Of course, we all have to pay our taxes, but they may not get the taxes at the right time, at the right amount. So they have to take on long, medium and short term debt. And that is one of the places you come in. And I'm very confident you want to add a little bit to that.
Yes, that is something why we always say we're in a bit of a market niche there. I think most of the people, most of the citizens never really think about that also, like their city or the municipalities they live in. Of course, they have bank accounts, and of course, they have like deposits in their bank accounts, and they use financing products. Yeah, munis use finance products from banks like corporations and private consumers as well. So they take up loans, they put deposits into their bank accounts, they take up fixed term deposits, like park some capital somewhere. And that is what we broker. Like, we are the marketplace where a muni can acquire the perfect finance product in a digital way for their needs.
And those needs may be a school, a kindergarten, a new building for the public administration of the municipality, or just paying plain old salaries, because that's also important. Is that about right? Or do you also do like big project financing on your platform?
We try to cover like all of the needs the public financial administration might have over the year. You have to imagine they have different needs. Like, at one point in the year, they need to, for example, rebuild a school. So they need a loan of maybe 3 million euros for like a term of 20 years. Like, half a year later, they don't have any liquid cash, so they need a liquidity loan of only 3 months over 4 million euros to pay their household costs. And then maybe there's a utility work in ownership of the muni, and they need to, I don't know, like to build a new canalization system, and they need like a 12 million project financing for that as a promissory loan or something. So, and all these variabilities of finance products we put into our digital platform, the muni can, like, by clicking through some forms, just say, okay, I need 3 million as a loan for a term of 10 years, and I need it next Wednesday. And we will forward this tender to the banks registered at our platform, and the banks will submit like their offer to this muni.
Sorry, I was smiling because I thought maybe I should also apply for 10 million, be available next Wednesday on your platform, but of course I could not. Just to tease you a little bit, we see at least the people who are watching this on YouTube, see the awesome website in the background with a light tower and a bridge. Of course, you did finance that, right?
To be quite honest, that is a stock photo. We did not finance that. We of course, but we could, of course.
Can you give us a little bit of an idea what type of municipalities, like you said, munis, are actually using your funding service? On the other hand, we know there are a lot of finance people listening to this. Maybe they work at the bank, at a fund, and they can lend out money. So what are the requirements for both sides of your platform actually to participate? And that's enough, but I have another question in mind.
Yeah. We serve all sizes of munis by now. We're in our fourth year in the market, 3.5 years now, and we have around 450 municipalities as organizations, as users, and they range from a small village of, I don't know, 2,000 people to a federal capital and also three federal states using our service. So it's all sizes, all kinds of munis, and of course they're like special households, they're corporations, utility works and everything for the munis.
May I just interrupt you a tiny bit and ask, you're just talking about Germany right now? Are we talking European Union? Are we talking the world?
We're talking mainly Germany. We have business exposure to Austria and to Netherlands. We work in the Netherlands with a partner we have in Austria. We have also like a lot of bank users and municipal users who also do like international trading, like Austrian banks searching for German deposits, for example, and the other way around. So that is like, of course, the next step will be to broaden the service to more countries. So we are in talks with different banking partners in other countries, because the business itself is quite easily to transfer to another financial system or to another nation. So we just have to translate the platform, like maybe adapt some rules here and there in the technical side, and then we can work in the next country as well. So we're talking main focus Germany, but of course with some exposure to the neighboring states as well.
And in terms of funders, like talking banks, insurance companies and funds who actually hand out loans via your platform, are we also only talking about Germany and surrounding countries, or is this a global part of your platform?
No, that is more open. Like we accept banking partners, let's call them banks. Of course, we mean like every entity which is licensed to give out credits in a business way. We accept financial institutions from all over Europe as lenders or also as deposit partners. So we're quite open in that regard.
Did you also like have a look at other economic areas like North America, like Asia for expansion?
That will be like the next step. We first plan on establishing our position here in Germany and Central Europe, and then we could expand the service to another country. The easiest way, of course, is with a banking partner on the location you want to go to. So that is one of the strategies we focus on by for the internationalization, that we build the technical platform, we build the technical service, and with a local partner to roll out such a service, it's the perfect way to go to other continents, to other countries. The technical platform is very versatile, so you can use it like in every administration you want to go to. It's just a step-by-step system on our part.
I've been asking you about Light Tower and the bridge, and of course I already knew that you did not finance it, but can you give us a few examples? You talked about wastewater drainage system. What type of project, household expenditures, what type of those do you actually finance for the municipalities, for the communities out there?
Wild mix. We have like the daily business is the so-called cash credits. It's like a maybe 1 month, 3 month, 6 month, 12 months liquidity credit where just, I don't know, like a city needs some liquidity to pay their bills. So that is like the daily basis. Then you have the investment loans, which are, I don't know, 10 years, 20 years, 30 years duration. So that is not on a daily basis. It's like every 3 days or maybe every second day there's something like that coming in. And of course you have this like this milestone projects where you have like, I don't know, something that goes into the area of bonds or promissory notes. So we financed or we brokered a financing for a local hospital over 50 million euros with three cities as carriers of this hospital. So this is the range we focus on. Then we assembled investors for a wind park, wind energy park, for an offshore wind energy park. So we are quite open in that regard because the public administration is very, very diverse in its organizational form. So the public financial administration can work as a muni, but they can also, of course, found companies, they can found limited companies, they can found public companies and do something together. So they are like corporations, very creative in their structure and in their legal ways. And we try to be able to cover like all these variants with our platform.
That sounds pretty interesting. What was like the first or the biggest hurdle you had to get through in order to get started? Because I know, for example, one of the legal hurdles usually working with public entities is you have to make sure you identified them right, KYC, but usually KYC processes are not meant to include public entities, so there are usually a lot of questions open. Was that one of your biggest hurdles you had to go overcome?
There are, of course, you have some, especially in the public market, you have some compliance things to manage. You have some, of course, the KYC question, as you just said, right? That the standard handbook in a bank for the KYC process does not cover public entity. It like also like if the legal provision says that you have to, I don't know, you have to add a register receipt of the counterparty, there is no register for public entities. So it's a lot of gray area and it's also like a very practical area. So the banks have eased ways to identify public entities. Say they need like, I don't know, like a copy of the ID card of the representative, maybe the mayor, and that's basically it. So they it's a very easy way to do this KYC thing with a public entity. We together with a big banking corporation, we entered something which we call the KYC data warehouse. So we integrated that now to our platform, that the muni will upload their KYC documents, and if a bank closes like a transaction over our platform, it can request like these KYC documents and have it all in one space. So that's pretty easy.
I completely forgot, because we just between you and me, we're finance guy. KYC, of course, know your client, and it's duties for the banks and all financial service entities to make sure you're really doing business with the person that that is written on the account, like the legal entity, like the physical person. You always have to make sure they are the same people in order like to avoid terror financing, money laundry, and all that stuff. Really sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, that is of course, as a bank, like especially in our field of business, when you transfer like millions of euros, you have to be quite sure that the counterparty is really the person you think it is, or the city you think it is. The hurdles. It's funny, because like in our like social network, most of our friends and family, they said, oh God, you want to go into the public sector, please be careful, they are like a bit dusty, they need long time and everything. But our practical experience was quite the opposite. So we found it very, very positively surprising that the public sector contacts we talked about were like, they got the idea, they liked the idea, and they said, yeah, if it's there, I will use it. It makes sense. So that was quite an easy sales pitch. The banks, on the other hand, they have like the speed problem. They like I don't know, just you cannot imagine how long some banks take for processes, for decisions, for just coordination. They think in quarters, and that makes you, that sometimes drives you crazy as a startup when you think in weeks or days, and somebody says, yeah, I really like the idea, let's talk in 3 months again. You think like, why? Yeah, but that's the sales you have to do. So that was one of the hurdles, the speed of the banks.
That is quite interesting, because if you see like a public funding marketplace, you always think the public entities, they're the trouble. But no, it was the banks, which is actually quite surprising. Let's talk a little bit more about like Cornerstone Data. How many people do you have right now, and in what area, like 7-digit, 8-digit, 9-digit, what kind of revenues are we talking about now?
We serve, we serve about 600 users by now, maybe 650, counted all in. We have all sizes, so we have small villages to federal states. We have, of course, from the banking side, regional small banks to little private banks to big corporation banks to business banks. Also some public banks working with us. We have also, which is a big topic for us, is subsidy banks, like public development banks, like the KfW or federal state subsidy banks. And these are the customers we serve. By now, we registered a tender volume of approximately 15 billion euros. So yeah, it's a billion. You have to see that in the public market, there are always like some zeros more behind the numbers. So like the standard size of a tender with us is something about, I don't know, 8 million euros or something. That is like the normal everyday request we get. And in terms of turnover and revenues, we don't give such numbers out, because we're too early stage and the market is too young for that. We are like the full team is about 15 people. It depends a bit on how many working students you have, how many we work with the outsourced sales team, and we're about 15 people.
That is pretty cool. You guys are headquartered in Munich. The usual question here at Startup Radio: are you guys currently looking for venture capital funding?
Yes, we are right now putting together possible strategies for further funding rounds. We are, of course, always open to cooperative partners, to strategic partners, which makes a lot of sense in our market. We don't have a concrete date for which we look for a next funding round, but somewhere over the next 1 or 2 years, we will try to go the next step towards to more growth, more speed, bigger team, and of course like internationalization, go to next markets and transfer the business idea to other markets, because from our view it makes a lot of sense.
Great. Everybody who'd like to reach out to you or learn more about the marketplace, go down here in the show notes. Either there's directly a link to your LinkedIn profile and your company's website, or there is a link to our blog post where there's the your LinkedIn profile and the company website. So that's it. Thank you very much. It was just a pleasure having you here, and all the best of luck.
Oh, thank you. It was a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
That's all, folks. Find more news, streams, events, and interviews at www.startuprad.io. Remember, sharing is caring.